Part 2A. In this part, you will hear three long conversations, A, B, and C. Before each conversation, you will hear a short description of the situation. The situation is also printed in your test booklet. Each conversation will be followed by three questions. The questions are also printed in your test booklet. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The conversations and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Situation. A student is meeting with a tutor at the university's Study Skills Center.
Have a seat. How can I help you?
I'm hoping you can help me understand why I lost so many points on my history exam.
Okay, let me take a quick look. It looks like you know the material, but you don't seem to know how to put it together in essay form.
Yeah, the professor wrote comments like incomplete and disorganized.
Lots of first-year students struggle with essay exams. It's a common problem, but fortunately, it's pretty easy to fix.
Really? When I talked to Professor Murphy about my exam, she seemed worried that I might fail the course.
I think we can stop that from happening.
How? What can I do?
First thing to do when taking any essay exam is to read the questions carefully. Then immediately write an outline that makes use of any key information that comes to mind.
An outline? That seems like a waste of time. I'm always anxious to get my answer down so that I can move on to the next question. Later, if there's time, I go back to my answers and add information.
That's why your professor wrote disorganized. Your answers to the essay questions don't have a beginning, middle, or end. They're just facts that haven't been connected. An outline will keep you focused.
Now that you mention it, my roommate showed me his exam. He's in the class too. He wrote an outline but didn't have time to finish his essay before time was up. The professor gave him partial credit based on the information in the outline.
Exactly. That's the other reason it pays to organize your ideas quickly before you start to write your essay.
Okay. From now on, I'll always write an outline.
Good. It's a strategy that'll not only help you avoid forgetting important facts, but more importantly, also help you write an organized essay.
Questions. Number 26. What does the tutor say about the student's test answers? Number 27. What is the tutor's opinion of the problem? Number 28. What does the tutor suggest that the student do? B. Situation. A Japanese teacher at an American university meets one of her students in the hallway.
Raymond, how are you?
Hello, Ms. Honda. I'm fine.
I read your speech draft last night. It was so interesting. Is it a true story?
Yes, unfortunately. When I visited Osaka last year, I couldn't find my hotel. I got lost, and it was late, so I ended up sleeping at an internet cafe. A lot of unexpected things happened that night. It was quite an experience.
Well, I'm glad you survived. It's a great story. You should enter the university's Japanese speech contest.
Speech contest? No, I don't like speaking in front of groups.
Yes, but you're going to have to memorize your speech and present it to our class anyway. So why not give it a try?
I don't know. How many people usually attend the speech contest?
About 60. That's only twice the size of our class. And if you win, the prize is a trip to participate in the national contest in Boston. From there, you could win a trip to Japan.
Do you think I would have a chance at winning?
You'd have a good chance if you practiced a lot. Your story is entertaining enough. And I was surprised. The Japanese was nearly perfect. It sounded very natural.
I can't take all the credit for that. I have to admit that my Japanese friend, Keisuke, helped me with it.
But you still wrote it, right?
Yes. He just corrected my mistakes and added a few expressions to make it sound more natural.
That's fine, then. Teachers edit and revise all of the student speeches anyway. Okay, I have to run. I'll see you in class on Thursday. Please think about the contest.
I will. Thank you.
Questions. Number 29. What happened to Raymond in Osaka? Number 30. According to the teacher, why should Raymond enter the speech contest? Number 31. What does Raymond admit about his speech? C. Situation. Two students are talking to their advisor about studying abroad.
Thanks for meeting with us today, Professor Rees.
My pleasure. I'm happy to hear you two are planning to go abroad this summer. Have you decided where you'd like to apply?
Well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, actually, we have two ideas and wanted to get your opinion.
Okay. What are your options?
The first program is in London. We'd spend the summer taking classes at Arthur College. They offer several different courses in international business, like marketing, and they also include language classes.
The business classes are taught in English, of course. Some of them can be counted toward our degree.
I see. Well, that sounds like a good challenge. What's the other program you're thinking about?
It's in Australia, but it's very different from the London program.
Yeah, Southern Institute in Sydney offers an internship program. Instead of going to class, we'd work at a company and get college credit for it.
Now, that sounds interesting. Do you know what kind of company you'd work for?
Actually, that's what's really exciting. There are several different types of companies participating. You can work in a law office, for a manufacturer, or even at a fashion magazine. The only problem is that the program is harder to get into.
Both programs require good grades, and you have to pass an English test. In London, as long as we meet the requirements, we can get in.
But there are only a few openings for the Australia program, so there's a lot of competition. Last year, only 10% of the applicants got accepted.
Well, it sounds to me like you'd prefer the Australia program. But both programs would help you, so why don't you apply for both and see where you get accepted? Then you can make a decision. Questions. Number 32. What is true about the program in London? Number 33. What is the student's main concern about the program in Sydney? Number 34. What will the students probably do next?